AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you probably know, there are currently new proposals for people entering the United States. When applying for the basic tourist visa, the ESTA, they may be required to provide 5 years' worth of their social media history. And the proposals would be seen to have an effect. On this show, several people who've been on with us before and who regularly travel to the US have refused our invitations to come on because they're fearful of saying anything negative about Donald Trump in a public forum. These rules are already being applied to students hopeful of working there for the summer. Larry Donnelly is a lecturer in the University of Galway. Afternoon, Larry.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, these are still at the level of being proposals, are they? They mightn't necessarily come into force, this whole thing about looking through 5 years of social media.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. This is part of what's known as federal notice and comment rulemaking procedure, which is within the purview of the executive branch. So this has been published, but now a lot of individuals and entities and organizations will have the opportunity to comment on what they think about all of this. And coming as these restrictions would, ahead of the World Cup and ahead of a whole lot of other things, and in a context where visitor numbers to the United States are down anyway, then I think there's going to be a lot of pushback.
Yeah. And who will push back, do you think?
Well, it could be a range of business interests. It could be ethnic lobbies in the United States. Remember, these new proposed restrictions could apply to, not just to countries that I suppose would never have been aligned with the United States, but countries with which the United States has very good relationships. So I think that could be part of the pushback, as well as individuals and families, et cetera, who will be affected.
Yeah. And they've already put this 100 grand to get a H-1B visa, which allows you to work in the United States. Is that going to cause a skill shortage there?
Yeah, the H-1B is a different kettle of fish altogether from what's been proposed. The H-1B, which had been priced around $2,000 or $3,000, now has skyrocketed to $100,000, which really is confiscatory at every level. And you're absolutely right. Despite the vast size and population of the United States, there are certain areas where there are real skill shortages, where we need to bring in people. And the president himself has actually admitted that in the past, which makes it exceptionally bizarre. The vast majority of these visas evidently go to Indians, and they work in high skill, high areas, again, where there just aren't enough Americans to fill the jobs. So my suspicion is a lot of people will hear this and say, yeah, we want American jobs for Americans. But when you drill down to it a little bit more, this could cause problems.
Yeah. And so what are you hearing? What are you hearing from your students? Because there seems to be already regulations in place in regard to kids going over on J-1s.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing from students is that they're very nervous about social media posts and things that they might have had up there in the front end. A lot of them indeed would be frantically deleting some of these things. But as we know, once something is up on the World Wide Web, it's very hard to get rid of it altogether. We also hear of services that I suppose are sweeping social media accounts to get rid of these. And evidently they can do so on a permanent basis. But that in and of itself could raise red flags. And the point I've been making to students who've come to talk to me about, anticipating going to the United States is it's not just attacks on Trump or attacks on the current administration or indeed attacks on the United States itself that might land them in trouble. I also think, given the vantage point of this administration and given the fact that we know in some powerful quarters that Ireland is already in the spotlight when it comes to the very different mindset that's prevalent here on the Middle East, that posts about Gaza, posts about the Israeli state might also draw the ire of people who will be doing this scanning.
My word. Also, given recent foreign policy documents that have been published there, There are lots of immigrants in our town, and I think it's a great thing, might be viewed dimly as well.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. We saw that document, which is by any stretch of the imagination, a dark and foreboding document, especially in terms of how it seeks to completely reset the transatlantic relationship. I think regrettably, all of that is on the table. Now, again, as with lots of these things, I think it's most important to see we know what the bite is from the Trump administration. We know what the bark is from the Trump administration. Let's see what the bite might be. But certainly all of this causes alarm bells. And this comes in a context, Sean, in which specifically about Ireland, the number of people, going to the United States and relocating for a whole host of reasons has been in decline. And if this causes further decline and further alienation from the United States, that will throw up a whole range of new challenges and indeed accelerate some of the pre-existing ones when it comes to that relationship between Ireland and the United States, which has been, is sacred to many of us and has been mutually beneficial for many years now.
I'd imagine, though, also the chilling effect on free speech.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no question about that. And again, it's really strange, when for so many years we talk about America being, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we talk about sort of an unfettered First Amendment culture, which again would put it at odds with Europe in many respects. But now when it comes to certain types of speech, it seems that they are not okay. And I think at a whole host of levels, that's deeply worrying and will give a lot of ammunition to Donald Trump's worst critics who accuse him of being an authoritarian, a fascist, and many other things.
Yeah. Larry Donnelly is a law lecturer at the University of Galway. Larry, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean.
Few comments on that, as you might expect. I thought the USA was all about free speech, says one texter. Well, Larry just pointed out the wee bit of a contradiction there. I used to work for a multinational company and the US jobs used to be sought after. But because of the extra hoops that people are having to jump through, things have completely changed. I would be reluctant to move there despite the salary. Another texter says, so is it at the ESTA application stage you provide your social media account and then the customs go through said media account and only then is your ESTA accepted or declined? As far as I understand it, and it's worth pointing out, this is at the proposal stage. It hasn't been enshrined as a set of regulations yet. And as Larry said, a lot of people, a lot of various interests, business and political and the like, will no doubt push back on this. But as I understand it, that's what will happen. They'll just ask for what your social media handle is on, Instagram or whatever. And then they do some sort of, I assume they have some sort of AI to sweep it. Now, if you have, and a lot of people do, more than one social media account, do you leave one out? Can you get away with that? The one that you've made all your Gaza comments on, and then, you have maybe another one where you have lots of MAGA stuff on it. Does everyone really have to hand over their, social media details in their phones? I find it hard to know how that is allowed at all at customs, especially if we're going through US customs in Dublin Airport. Well, at the moment, those rules only apply to students applying for J1s. Now, anecdotally, certainly I've heard stories about people being asked for their phones and being absolutely dumbfounded by that. Must say, I haven't heard any stories of anyone being turned away, though. Another texter says, my son lives in Chicago, but I will not be visiting him while Trump is in power. I'm in my mid-30s, and when we graduated college, it was recession times. We all went off to America for J1 adventures. I feel so sorry for the students now who don't get that chance. We went and knew nobody and just landed jobs when we got there. There was no planning involved, and it all worked out. And a lot of people, yes, I've interviewed people about that before, whose happiest memories of their J1 times in America. What about, another text says, what about GDPR rules? How can Trump overrule EU legislation? Well, it's because it's not in Europe. It's if you want to go, every country has the absolute right whether to allow somebody in or not. And so it's American rules for if you want to be in America. Another text says, free speech and the First Amendment only applies to American citizens. These new rules are for non-citizens, so no contradiction. Not strictly speaking, that's true, but there is a principle of free speech there, and there are many people who live in the United States who who aren't citizens, who are there on green cards or whatever kind of visas, are they not allowed to say where they they're not allowed to say where they speak? Isn't that a double standard? Isn't that a wee bit weird? And somebody else says, take a moral stance. Don't visit Trump's America and give them your tourist euros. It's sad that this has to be said, that people even consider going. Well, I suppose in some cases people maybe don't have a choice for work or whatever. But I imagine there are a lot of people like you who aren't going for that reason. And perhaps people who reckon I won't even bother because they won't let me in.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.